Good afternoon and welcome to the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. I'm John Coffey alongside with Matt Trenton. And Matt, we got a busy show ahead of here this afternoon. Not only do we have fall sports, but we got men's and women's basketball getting started.
Yeah, the crossover has begun as we'll see the first Northwest men's and women's basketball games coming up this weekend while we're still wrapping up those fall sports and still more competition there still to come. It's kind of fun as we get into a busy time, but an awfully fun time here at Northwest.
For volleyball, Amy Worth had a big milestone this past weekend in that win over Fort Hays State, picking up career win number 200 as head coach of the Bearcats.
Yeah, and such a hard-earned, hard-fought victory and for this team through her time here at Northwest Missouri State, her 11th season picking up victory number 200. She was tied with Sarah Pelster at 199 for the most all-time in program history. Now that 200th puts her over the top. So very cool, and the chance that she got to do it at home. She was presented with a golden volleyball. She got pictures with the team and everybody around. And so a really special moment, and I know that she's going to come on and deflect and talk about how that's a lot of players and the assistant coaches she's had and the GAs, and there's a lot of that goes into it, of course, but she's shown so much dedication in Northwest Missouri State and put in so many hours that it's good to see that pay off here.
Oh, no doubt about that. Then for cross country, they had a big meet this past weekend down in Joplin, the Central Region Championships, and on the men's side, they get to move on to the Nationals.
Yeah, Bearcat men's team turned in a great showing down in Joplin, third place in the Central Region meet, and so that means they did punch their ticket to be right back in the exact same spot 2 weeks from the region meet. They'll be right back there in Joplin, so they ran well, they got a feel for the course, they were fast, and now they get to go right back and do the exact same thing. So a little bit of a leg up as opposed to the other regions coming in for the first time for Northwest, but really a good showing overall as we saw. Nate Mueller finished 10th, Drew Atkins finished 11th, so those two guys really spearheading the charge for Northwest Missouri State on the men's side. You know, the women didn't quite pull out the way they'd hoped they would with a 9th place finish in the Central Region meet, but overall it was a season with a lot of young runners getting a great experience and building on that. You know, Whitney Post is a sophomore that's going to be with us. She ran a PR in the 10K by nearly a full minute over what she had done earlier this year, so she was really rolling, and so they would have loved to have punched their ticket for the second straight year to the national championships. Not going to get it done this time around, but you felt like they really built a good foundation for years to come.
For the Bearcat football team, they did as was for the most part expected, going down to Tahlequah, Oklahoma, coming up with a 52-0 shutout of Northeastern State.
Boy, took control of that one from the very start, didn't they? Got the ball, drove right down the field, got a field goal, and so important to get points up, and from that point on, just a stifling defensive effort there for Northwest Missouri State. So a good showing there from the Bearcats. Like you mentioned, it's what's expected going down there. They've had a lot of success against Northeastern State over the years, as many MIAA teams had. But you didn't want to even see that chance to, like, leave a glimmer of hope or leave that window open at all. And really, the Bearcats did from the opening kickoff on. That was a rout for Northwest.
And we got Jay Harris on the show a little bit later, running back for the Bearcats. Picked up his 10th straight 100-yard-plus rushing day of the season, and he's just put together a heck of a year.
Boy, Jay has been terrific all year, hasn't he? You know, going through there, and we're so used to seeing him get those tough yards between the tackles, but also shown throughout the season, too, he's got that speed. If he gets outside, he can take off up the sideline, too. So just a really good back, brings a good mix. But he's also a guy that isn't afraid to share carries with the Tank Young. You know, we've seen Wintrick Williams getting out there running well. We've seen Eric Richardson as well. So a very deep core of running backs there for Northwest Missouri State. And so far it's been Jay leading the charge. And we'd love to see him finish off wire-to-wire 1,000-yard games as a chance to do it this weekend against Kearney.
Yeah, and that'll be a good matchup with Nebraska Kearney, a team that struggled some this year as well. But also Mike Hoensey, a heck of a game. 6 touchdown passes, over 300 yards passing as well. And he was just completely locked in that matchup with Northeastern State.
Man, that was a flawless performance there for Mike Hoensey, too. The senior quarterback came out there, and a guy that's battled injuries and, you know, has really probably not back to 100%, maybe be around 85 or 90, but you know what? The way he's been playing, you wouldn't even know. He was terrific out there for Northwest Missouri State and put his name in the record books there, those 6 touchdowns tying a Northwest single-game record.
And as far as soccer goes, their season came to an end with a loss in the MIAA tournament, losing 3-0 to Emporia State, but still a heck of a year for soccer.
you know, got themselves back into the MIAA tournament. Another winning season for Coach Gordon and a team that is really, really good for years to come. So this is going to be fun to watch as they continue to develop. A little bit earlier of an exit than they had hoped, of course, but still nothing to hang their heads about.
And that's a crossover time. Men's basketball, women's basketball, they get started this weekend for the men. Short trip down to St. Joseph for the Hilliard Classic. They've got a couple games, including with the nationally ranked team on Friday afternoon against 21st-ranked Northern State. Of course, the Bearcats, the number one ranked team in the preseason NABC poll. And then on Friday, the Northwest women open up. They head the opposite direction up to Minnesota as they face Southwest Minnesota State.
Yeah, that would be fun to get these seasons back underway for both of these teams. And I think, of course, the men with that number one ranking in the country, a lot's expected of them. On the women's side, you know, we've seen them really build up over the last few years and really returning almost everything that they had from a season ago. So you're expecting them to take another big jump and a chance to do that against Southwest Minnesota State and Minnesota Crookston. And on the men's side, too. Kind of what you expect. The Bearcats coming out, playing a ranked team, an awfully tough opponent to start things off.
And for Northwest against that Northern State team, they're 6-1. They won the last six meetings between those two teams, but they haven't been easy. A couple overtime wins, and they've all been relatively close, so it's been a heck of a rivalry, although Northwest getting the best end of that so far.
Yeah, so these two teams meeting up once again, it is sure to be a lot of fun. And of course, like you said, right down the road in St. Joseph, easy for Bearcat fans to get down there and get their first glimpse of this basketball team.
In Northwest Missouri State, with a lot of things going on this week in athletics, both in fall sports wrapping up and the winter sports with men's and women's basketball getting started. We've got a lot coming up on the show as we are broadcasting live from the Palms in Maryville. Back with more right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.com.
Support for KXEV, KRNW comes from the Palms on Buchanan Street in Maryville. The Palms is open with a menu featuring burgers, sandwiches, and wraps, beer on tap, and a large dining area. The Palms, new ownership, but the same Maryville tradition.
Welcome back to the KXEV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we are talking Northwest Missouri State Volleyball. The Bearcats picking up one win over the weekend. They went 1-1, dropped one to UNK by the score of 3-0. Came back and took down Fort Hays 3-0 in the Saturday matchup. We're talking with Northwest Missouri State head coach Amy Wirth as well as Avery Kemp. First of all, coach, congratulations picking up win number 200. Team's now 15-11 on the season and a chance to continue moving forward as the MIAA tournament right around the corner.
Yeah, we're working on peaking at the right time of the season, you know, from working hard in the gym and getting after it from that piece is really just the focus of how can we peak at that right time. I don't feel like we've figured that out as a coaching staff yet in my career. We usually peak early, and I feel like we still have some peaking to do here to really get to our maximum, and I think we saw some of that against Fort Hays. So it's good for us to be dabbling and hitting at a high percentage and doing, you know, getting the kills that we need to so that we can continue to do that as we go through the postseason.
Avery, winners of 6 of the last 8. Coach talks about wanting to peak at the right time, and you're kind of on the cusp, maybe a chance to kind of knock that final pin over, pick up a couple wins this week and heading into the MIAA tournament. From a player's perspective, do you kind of look around and kind of feel of, hey, we're this and this away from getting to where we need to be?
Yeah, I think now that we kind of know we're, like, if we win against Pitt, we're 5th, I think we have, like, the mindset of, okay, we can do this, we're in the tournament, and obviously we're looking forward to the tournament, but I feel like we're kind of finding our flow right now, which is really promising going into the end of the year, just because sometimes I feel like we're kind of discombobulated, but this year I feel like there's kind of, like, a calm a calmness, if that's a word. But we're all kind of like working together, trusting each other, and getting through that towards the end of the year.
Northwest getting set to take on Pittsburgh State Friday night. Then they'll head down to Edmond, Oklahoma, and take on UCO on Saturday. Coach Wirth, take me through the emotions of the weekend of getting win number 200, presented with the gold ball afterward, and just kind of everything that goes with that.
Well, I was really surprised. I didn't know that I was going to get something for the win. I just thought it was a in the record book type thing. And so my face on one of the pictures is like, what the heck? Because I didn't know there was going to be a ball, let alone a gold ball. And then I think that was really cool. To be able to have something in my office as a memento and to remember the night. But really, I was just trying to get the win against Fort Hays, and that was my thought. We had obviously honored one of our seniors early on in the night, so that was on my brain. But when we got to 24, I thought to myself, I think this is going to happen. And so it was a little bit of a last-minute thought process, but it wasn't something that was on my brain until the very end.
Avery, this team's been making a push as the season's gone along and kind of knowing that this milestone's coming up for Coach Wirth. Is that something that the team had talked about? Are you thinking about that at all, or was it just kind of get the wins as they come?
We knew that it was, like, coming up eventually, but she actually even came into the locker room and she was like, I'm not even worried about the 200 wins. I'm worried about you guys and how you guys got me here. Like, she talked about how a lot of us have been here for 4 years, maybe longer, and we've been through some of those wins with her. So I thought that was really cool that she kind of like gave us the kudos, even when she's the one who's literally coached us through the whole year. So I thought that was really cool.
Whenever you think about a coach like that, that puts in the time and the hours and is selfless and is very quick to deflect any of the praise coming to her, is that just make you want to go out there and perform that much more? I mean, obviously, I'm sure there's some motivational factors that come in with it. I know there's been times this year where she's gotten the huddle and been pretty fiery. But the other side of it, too, of an easy leader to follow, if you will.
Yeah, it's a really good balance. I think that us hearing that from her was encouraging as well, just because, like, she needs to be proud of herself, too, because, like, she literally immediately just deflected it onto us and, like, I think she's a huge part of this, and she really makes us feel confident about ourselves, and that obviously reflects onto how we play. So,
and Coach, it's not like this is a watered-down milestone. Now you've got a winning percentage of over 600 in your career. You've got 8 straight winning seasons, which is the longest stretch for Northwest Missouri State at any time in volleyball history. I mean, does that hit you now, or are you trying to push all that off until, all right, let's get into December, January, then I'll kind of reflect on some of that?
I mean, I can let it hit me now, but I'm really in the mode of process, and I know you've heard me say that a million times, control what you can control and get into the process, and that's really where I live. And so it's cool to read about. I always pick up things from Colin, our SID, that I didn't know. And he always does a great job of bringing those things out in his articles. And so I learn along the way, and I'm glad I read the articles because they're done really well by Colin, so shout out to him. But I really don't pay attention to that stuff. When it's the winningest coach in the history of the, the sport that's for volleyball, I think that's a cool honor. But really, I just want us to play the best that we can play, and then I'll feel a lot better from that standpoint. So how can we figure out how to peak at the right time? I think that's something that, like I said, we haven't figured out as a coaching staff. And you do things differently every year. You do some things the same every year, and you still keep toying around with how you can make it the best you can be. And so I think that's where I spend most of my time. And so all the things that come with it, I think you'll be able to reflect a little bit more as the season ends. But cool honor. Cool to have that in my office. Glad, that these people were with me, because I can't do any of this without anybody else around me. So I think that's also the way that I tend to look at it.
Well, last one I'll say about it, too, is now it's Mel Churchma, Mark Rosewell, Steve Tatmeyer, Amy Wirth. So you're up there with the greats at Northwest Missouri State. Bearcats getting set to see Pittsburgh State and UCO this week. Can you talk about wrapping up that fifth seed in the conference tournament? And Avery, if you do, you have a chance to see Missouri Western, who you've split a couple matches with already. That's not a bad draw for Northwest Missouri State heading to St. Joseph to start up the MIAA tournament. I'd assume, especially after the way that last one went, you'd like to see the Griffins again.
Oh, we want to see them again. I think that this time, like, we kind of had our heads unscrewed there in the Mo West game. We kind of just, like, we didn't roll over, but we weren't expecting that. So I think that now we've kind of found our flow through the past couple games, and I think we're ready for redemption. Obviously, it's a rival, whatever you want to call it. But I'm ready to play them again if that's how things end up.
Well, Bearcats take care of Pittsburgh State coming up on Friday night. They'll punch that ticket as the fifth seed for sure, but already into the conference tournament with the way things stand right now. Last one for you. Who won the costume contest last Tuesday?
The costume contest was Phineas and Ferb. We had one of our players took the liberty to create a two-way Phineas and Ferb. So on one side, she was Phineas, and then flipped around on the back side, and she was Ferb. And
okay.
She had some people with her to be the other characters in that cartoon. And so based on creativity, it was really creative. And not to say the others were not.
Well, I got second.
Yes,
so
she did.
Go.
Construction
worker.
That was creative, too. Because that wasn't, some people take the route of going, I'm going to go buy it at a store. Some people say, I'm going to make it homemade. Mm-hmm. And it seems like when you make it homemade, it makes a bigger impact than going and buying it at the store. And so I would challenge our players next year to think creatively.
Just look around the apartment. What can you throw together?
What can you throw together? And I think that's what you saw them do with the construction workers, and they drew on their face with, you know, facial hair and the things that go with it. But they had a really good character. They were in it and acted like construction workers. It was pretty funny. And so I think that helped them along the way. We'd have some humor with it. So, but it's all fun and games. And we get people in our administration to go ahead and be in charge of doing the judging. So we appreciate, you know, them coming in. And it's not an easy thing to do to judge, because they know people are going to be mad on the other side. Yeah. We're highly competitive. So there might be some grudges, but that's okay. They'll get over it. But it's still fun to do every single year and have that judged.
And highly competitive, as you should be. This is a Northwest volleyball team headed to the conference tournament. One more week into the regular season coming up. They'll play Pittsburgh State and UCO on Friday and Saturday. Coach Wirth, Avery, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Northwest Missouri State head coach Amy Wirth, Avery Kemp, a junior for the Bearcats with us. We will step aside and be back with more from the Palms in downtown Maryville.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, providing local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday, and news updates throughout the day at MarylandDailyForum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXEV, KRNW comes from the Palms on Buchanan Street in Maryville. The Palms is open with a menu featuring burgers, sandwiches, and wraps, beer on tap, and a large dining area. The Palms, new ownership, but the same Maryville tradition.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're talking Northwest Missouri State women's basketball. We're getting the season underway coming up this week, and the Bearcats will be taking on Southwest Minnesota State in Minnesota Crookston. Those games will be played up as part of the Southwest Minnesota State Classic. We're joined by head coach Austin Meyer, as well as a pair of players from his team, Kendall Klatt and Lindsay Kelderman. Appreciate you guys coming on and talking with us today. And Coach Meyer, we'll start with you. This is a team returning largely the same group that we saw last year, a little bit of a difference there with Chris Guest taking over as the assistant coach, but the continuity has to play really a big factor for this team, I think.
Yeah, definitely. We have a lot of kids that have been in this program for multiple years now, multiple kids like these two here that are just 2 feet in everything we do. So we're really excited. We feel like we've had a really good preseason with the rule change a little bit. We got to start a little bit earlier, official practices, gotten to take a few more days off, which is always good. So we feel like we're in a good spot and we're ready to play.
Kendall, at this point, for having to go up against your own teammates for this long in practice, I assume you're kind of chomping at the bit to see a new gym, see a new town, and go up against someone else at this point.
Yeah, I think we're all pretty excited to get some new faces and get on the court, just face some different competition.
Lindsay, what about for you? I know that there's always that famous Kelderman work ethic that we always hear about and being in the gym, getting up a certain amount of shots, but how have you progressed and made the jump from being, hey, a pretty good redshirt freshman to now stepping into that sophomore year in a bigger role?
Yeah, I mean, I just think over the summer I feel like our whole team has worked really hard and we're ready to go for this season, so I feel like now we can actually see all that hard work pay off, and so now it's like the fun time and all those hours we're putting in the gym, like now we get to pay off, and so I think I'm really excited, and I think it'll be a good season for us.
Northwest opening up on Friday. Coach Meyer, we look back last year and we saw an offensive outburst to start things off as Northwest took on Southwest Minnesota in Minnesota Crookston. Does it kind of feel like, all right, we've been in this before, we can go up there and put on a good showing, but then it's just kind of finding a way to find that consistency throughout a season?
Yeah, I think so, and obviously they're a really good team, and they were a good team last year. We played really well at their place. The pace of the game was a lot faster when we played them last year just because that's how they play, where we were, you know, not that we were overly intentional about playing slow, but we did play slower, and we've made a conscious effort to just play faster, push the ball. In our scrimmages so far, we're averaging, you know, 25 more possessions a game in those scrimmages. So, I think it's going to be two teams that are both looking to push, looking to play fast, looking to get easy baskets in transition. So transition defense is going to be really big. Guarding the ball is going to be really big. But it's a great first game for us because it's two really good teams. You kind of see where you're at. You don't have a lot of, you know, you have film from last year on teams, but they got redshirt freshmen coming in, kids that maybe you don't have as much film on. So, yeah, we're excited to jump it up.
Kendall and Lindsay, for you too, is that something you kind of embrace whenever Coach talks about more possessions in the game and getting up and down a little bit more? What's that been like for you two transitioning in practice and kind of getting a feel for what's expected now?
It's been really fun, and I feel like everyone on our team has kind of adjusted and really kind of bought into it, so I feel like that's helped, and we're able to push each other a lot throughout our practices all preseason, so I think it'll be fun to just play in the game now.
Yeah. I think our preparation throughout preseason helped a lot, too. We came into the season pretty well-conditioned, so we were able to push the ball more.
Well, we're used to seeing Northwest Missouri State play a certain brand of defense, and Coach mentioned that it was a little bit slower these past few years to where you're going to make the other team work on offense or defense, but then offensively it's going to be difficult to get multiple shots and get good looks at all. How do you kind of take that same defensive mentality but then shift it into now of we're getting up and down and have to hustle back and forth a little bit more than previous when we were trying to slow the other team down a little bit?
Yeah, I feel like with the basketball that we're playing, we're not compromising our defense. So we're obviously focusing on faster offense, but we're still having it's going to be tough to score over us. And so I think having both of those things is going to make us really good this year.
Kendall, for you, a sophomore in at Northwest Missouri State from Indianola, Iowa, working in practice and trying to earn more and more playing time, how have you tried to carve out your place within this program?
I've really just tried to put my head down and just continue to work. Nothing's given to you in basketball, so it's just been kind of navigating that, but then also finding my role on the team as well.
Coach, when we think about these two, but then the entire team as a whole, it feels like it's a group that you see come out and work hard, but they enjoy the time away from the court as well, and just a lot of camaraderie that's kind of built up over the years.
Yeah, definitely, and I mean, it starts with these two here. I mean, they put there's nobody that puts more time in than these two, and we got other kids on the team that put the time in too, but they're just always in the gym. They're always getting better, and it's not just walking in the gym and casually shooting it and walking after your rebound. I mean, they're moving, they're sweating, they're getting good reps in. They do that on their own. They don't have to have a coach get in there with them. And then, yeah, off the floor, just we do a lot of stuff as a team, but they do a lot of that stuff just on their own that we don't even, you know, we'll do some team bonding stuff that we organize as a staff, but they're hanging out together. They're, at Bible study, they're doing all those things together as a team. And, I mean, that's a big part of we feel like the program we're continuing to try to build is kids that care about each other, make each other better, want to put the time in, be part of something bigger than themselves. Just thankful to have those type of kids in our program.
Now this year, no basketball bash. So can we still find a way to get a dance off between the men's team and the women's team?
Yeah, I don't know. You might have to convince some people for that to happen.
Just before the first MIAA home game, we'll bring both teams out and let you guys dance and go, right?
You can be the promoter on that. All right, see how that goes.
Let's do it. Okay. Coach Meyer, Kendall, Lindsay, thanks for the time, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
Northwest Missouri State head women's basketball coach Austin Meyer joining us, as well as Kendall Klatt and Lindsay Kelderman. The Bearcats take on Southwest Minnesota State to start the season on Friday. We'll step aside and be back with more from the Palms in downtown Maryville.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXEV, KRNW comes from the Palms on Buchanan Street in Maryville. The Palms is open with a menu featuring burgers, sandwiches, and wraps, beer on tap, and a large dining area. The Palms, new ownership, but the same Maryville tradition.
Welcome back into the KXEV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we are talking Northwest Missouri State Cross Country. The Bearcats participating in the NCAA Central Region meet down in Joplin over the weekend. The men's team finishes third. They punch their ticket into the NCAA National Championship meet, which will be back down in Joplin coming up on November 18th. The women's team finishing ninth. We're joined by head coach Whit Cunningham, as well as a sophomore from the women's team, Whitney Post, and from the men's team, redshirt freshman Cooper Greenslade. Appreciate you guys coming on and chatting with us. And Wick, just first of all, take us through the weekend of your expectations going in, and then actually after you kind of saw everything play out on the track.
Yeah, a couple things going in. You know, starting with the women's side, I was telling our other coaches, you know, beforehand, I'm like, if we get top 10, like, that's awesome. That's amazing, you know. Apparently they didn't think we deserved to be ranked top 10 all year, and I'm like, man, I think they're looking over us. And they just went out there and absolutely crushed it. It was phenomenal. They were really aggressive, but really smart in their aggressiveness in the race. They put themselves in great positions and continued to push on through, especially after 3K when it starts to get really hard. Same things on the men's side. Honestly, after the women's race, I had no nerves going into the men's race. I saw what the women did, and I'm like, man, if the men can just be aggressive like them, we're golden. Like, nothing can go wrong for us. And it wasn't even it was regardless of the outcome. It was we gave ourselves chances and put ourselves in good positions on both the men's and women's side. You know, we thought the men could potentially get third, but we could have also gotten sixth or seventh just as easily. Really tight battle overall. And I told the team throughout the year, you put yourself in good positions enough times, good stuff will come from it.
Cooper, when you get done with it and you kind of look back on it there initially, just your thoughts of the team finishing third and you be able to step up and run a really good 10K overall, just what were your takeaways there, maybe before you knew for sure that you were heading off to the national championships?
Yeah, so we had finished and we were all kind of standing there just right after the race had finished, and we kind of got word that we were in fourth because like all the results hadn't came in yet and finalized, but then somebody had said that we were in third, and I kind of think like a feeling came onto all of us. Like, it's a feeling that like you can't describe. I don't even know how to describe it. Like, you just feel so proud of your boys, and it just is a surreal feeling. Like, it just makes you so happy. And then like when Wick said that the results were final, like, it all just set in, and I don't know that it's all, like, set in all the way even yet still, but, yeah, it's just an unreal feeling, so.
First 10K of the year, of course, coming in the Central Region meet, and you go out there and you're running at a 5:10 pace. Did you have, like, something in your mind of, like, I want to hit this time, or was it just kind of go out, let it fly, and see where it ends?
Yeah, for me personally, I think I maybe have struggled getting out a little bit too fast this season. So I think kind of being a little more conservative in the first mile or two. And honestly, that plan didn't stick very well. I kind of got out hot with the race. Got out in 15:38 through the first 5K. And from there, I knew what we had in mind that we were there to do, and I just had to stick it out there for the boys. So,
the Northwest men's team finishing third, the women's team finishing ninth. Whitney Post, a sophomore on that team, putting up a PR in the 6K. Whitney, take me through first the team side of things, finishing ninth. And this is a group with a lot of young runners and just the foundation that was built this year for everything you guys did. What was your takeaway?
Yeah, going into it, it could be really easy to just think, oh, like we lost three of our top five runners from last year. It's not going to be as good. It's going to be like a rebuild season. But we definitely did not like let that hinder us at all. And we just really went out there and attacked it all together, which I thought was so cool. And I think it's really, really encouraging that we have such a young team and how far we were able to come, like from the beginning of the season to now. I just think it's really, really neat to see how everyone has grown and like how we've gotten so close and like been able to like work together and just race for each other, which is really nice.
So we asked Wick before he came on if he was superstitious about going down and getting the exact same spot to stay when the men's team goes back here in a couple weeks. Are you superstitious that you're going to look back and say, listen, this is how much I slept, this is what I ate, this is everything I did leading up to it, because you PR'd by nearly a full minute in the 6K. I mean, what was working for you on Saturday?
Well, the crazy thing was the race at conference, I was extremely superstitious and did everything exactly to a T. And then that conference race didn't work out as I had really hoped it. So going into this one, I was like, why not switch it up a little bit? Like, it's okay if I don't eat the same oatmeal every day for breakfast, you know? And I just kind of went into it a little bit more relaxed. And then it actually worked out fantastic. It was kind of funny, though, before the race, Wicked kind of pulled me aside, and he was like, hey, like, I need you to get out, like, really hard, get out really aggressive, and just keep the pedal to the metal the whole time. And little to his knowing, he just changed my race plan that I had concocted in my head, like, 30 minutes before the race. I personally like to go out controlled and then work my way up, and I was like, oh, okay, we're going to change it up, and it actually worked out fantastic, so... Yeah.
There you go. So the key is now, Wig, just don't give them any game plan until like right before the race. Hey, this is what we're doing. Yeah. Now, Northwest Missouri State finishing up a really solid cross-country season on the women's side. The men will have one more meet coming up, the national championships back in Joplin on November 18th. Wig, does this kind of take some of the pressure off the men's side to where now it's like, hey, we're here. Let's just go run and have fun.
Yeah, exactly. And honestly, I don't even know how much we talked about the outcomes going into many meets this year. Now, these guys and girls have lofty goals, high goals, exciting goals, and I got to manage that and also promote that, and that's a great thing. But, yeah, we're just going there to learn and get another experience of, like, okay, what is it like to be here? How do we not be starstruck by this runner over here, this team over there? Because it is a little bit of the thing. You see all the news articles about these teams, and you got to – now you're lined up next to them. You almost feel like that imposter syndrome, like, oh, man, I don't know if I belong here. And that's okay, and we gotta learn to manage that and deal with that. So, yeah, that's what we're doing.
We're looking forward to the national championships coming up on November 18th. Coach Whitney Cooper, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you guys again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
From cross country for Northwest, Coach Whit Cunningham, also sophomore from the women's side, Whitney Post. From the men's team, Cooper Greenslade. We'll step aside and be back with more from the Palms in downtown Maryville.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil carries a full line of feeds from Purina and Land O'Lakes, along with gates, water tanks, and bulk bins to fit a variety of needs. More information at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prairie House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXEV, KRNW comes from the Palms on Buchanan Street in Maryville. The Palms is open with a menu featuring burgers, sandwiches, and wraps, beer on tap, and a large dining area. The Palms, new ownership, but the same Maryville tradition.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Shows. We're broadcasting live from the Palms. Time now to talk soccer. As the head coach of the Northwest soccer team, Mark Gordon, is joining us, along with Tatiana Stratman and Tegan Blackburn. And Coach, coming off a tough loss last Friday afternoon, the MIAA tournament, a 3-0 loss to Emporia State on the road in Emporia, Kansas. Just talk a bit about how that one went for you.
You know, it was interesting. We had an opportunity. We were about 35 seconds into the game, a one-on-one situation. I think you know, putting that opportunity away changes the outlook, and it was probably 4.5 minutes later. It was just, I mean, you have to recognize a good goal. They executed a really good corner kick and scored, and we continued the battle through and just had a couple of opportunities, and the third goal late. You know, I had some players up looking to sub in and looking to change some things for us, and they scored the third goal with probably about 22 minutes left. And so we just continued the battle and just came up short on the day. They're a good team and have been historically and over the last 5 years just very difficult for us.
Yeah, I was going to say, just a little bit of a thorn in the side of the team here just
yeah.
Yet.
Yep. You know, it's you get to a point, you know, you just have to go out and play, and our opportunities will come in the future. So,
well, and we've got a couple of seniors with us here today that you brought for the show. We'll just talk about what these two mean to you.
Well, for me, and that's why I wanted to be able to celebrate our seniors, and two that haven't been able to have not come in to talk on the radio, but between Atiana and Tegan, they are our COVID seniors. And for me, you know, the disappointment of the season, just kind of retrospectively looking, you know, where we were at 5 years ago, first time in the tournament when they were freshmen, and not even a 500 ball club, and just the excitement around that to get to the point where we're at now with a winning season, and just the disappointment, just the culture change that they've brought, what they've contributed to the Northwest community, academically, athletically, and they're going to be missed. They've been an integral part of where this program has moved forward to. So I'm just really grateful for both of them and all the work that they've put in their 5 years.
All right, Natiana and Tegan, let's just talk a little bit about kind of feeling this time of year. Imagine a little bit bittersweet. You've seen this program grow an awful lot, but again, you always kind of hate to see it come to an end. First of all, Tegan, just talk a little bit about you've seen this program advance through your time here.
Yeah, I feel like our freshman year, it was really cool because, yeah, coming into a completely different team, you know, we started with one entirely different team than what we ended with, and I feel like it's been cool to just overall see how the culture's evolved, how our ability to get results has evolved even, and I feel like even throughout my whole entire soccer career, from when I was young to now, it's just been cool to be a part of a team that I've never been a part of something like this before. The culture is great. The girls get along. Like, this is just the least problematic team I've ever been on, and we all get along great. And so even just comparing the first team to this team that we're on now, it's been cool to see it evolve and the culture grow and everything like that. So.
And Tegan, from your standpoint, just talk about how things have grown through the years here.
Being off of what Atiana has said, I'm glad to be a part of this team and just be a part of something that continues to grow and build each and every year. And I'm excited to see what they do in the future.
You know, what's fun, Coach, and when you look at your team, as well as some of the others on the Northwest campus, is the where you bring in so many players from different parts of the country and sometimes even parts of the world here, and how you were able to see the teams grow together. I imagine that's something that you guys really enjoy a lot.
For me, it's soccer is the common language for all of them, wherever they come from. Play it a little bit differently in different places, but seeing attributes in each of them and how they will contribute to build you know, a team, and their contributions over their time here has helped that. Again, for me, it's beyond, you know, just what they've accomplished on the field. You know, I got Tegan, she's going to be leaving with her master's degree. It's amazing. Atiana's able to manage some things in early childhood development and added some other pieces in this fifth year. So it wasn't just a, hey, I'm going to hold on so I can play. It was time well spent and continued their growth into their professional careers outside of the game of soccer.
Atiana coming to Northwest, I understand, from California, I guess. Mm-hmm. So that's quite a trek to find Northwest Missouri State in Maryville to play soccer.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy how it happened, too. A girl that was a grade older than me, we were good friends in high school, and she was recruited first. And so that's how Coach saw me at a showcase, and it was just this whole – so it's kind of crazy. I'd never been to Northwest Missouri, but I could not imagine anything different, so – it was awesome.
And Keegan, you didn't have to go quite. Or Tegan, you didn't have to go quite as far, just coming down from Council Bluffs.
Yeah, down the road in Olgoto, Iowa. But yeah, no, I went to ID camp, and think that's how I got noticed. And then from there on out, it's been a dream coming here. Got, like Coach said, got my master's, was able to be with my friends another year, doing this fifth year of soccer, and got to play the sport I love. So it's been great. And on the international side, I've met Letty, which is from Brazil, and Lucia, she's from Spain, and I've been to Brazil, and then I'm actually going to go to Spain here in December, so lots of good trips out of that, and then been to California with Otzi, so yeah, it's been fun.
Well, you know, that's kind of the neat thing about it. These are lifetime relationships that you've built while you're here on the Northwest Missouri State campus, to where I'm sure with the experiences you've built together here, that you're going to be able to keep in touch through the years and have trips such as this.
Yes, for sure.
And coaches, talk about this year overall. And again, I know it didn't quite end the way you would like it to have ended, but this team showed a lot of growth, I think.
They did. You know, I was asked earlier what I think was different about the group. It was our ability to respond. You get highs and lows different times. If a goal scored on you, or you're up a goal and you tie or you concede, I just felt there was more calm to the group collectively, and I think that's through the leadership and of our older players, and knowing, you know, hey, we've seen this before, and you know, you don't always get the result, but just how they approach the game, training. You know, when we were at our early slump where we before we went on our nine game not win streak, but we didn't lose over nine games because we had several ties. But just there, it was just a reset for them in that part of the season, and just what they executed in that time. So I'm hoping that those opportunities will lead us to continue to grow in those areas and you know, be reflective in who we are going forward. I would say probably a biggest moment was our Oklahoma trip. We played Rogers and Northeastern, pulled six points, Northeastern and Rogers. Mm-hmm. And on the road, pulled 6 points, and that was talking with Coach Quade because he's been here forever. That's the first time we've done a six-point road trip into Oklahoma, only the second time that we've won in Tahlequah. So that was a big feather in the cap for what they've brought to the team and the success of the program as it continues to grow.
Deanna and Tegan, when you look at your time back and, of course, leaving the programs we mentioned here, what's the legacy that the two of you want to leave for Northwest Missouri State Soccer?
Oh, that's a big question. Honestly, I just like it to be our whole group as a legacy, being those leaders that did come in and help build the program and just continue to be good, strong leaders for the underclassmen.
Well, I think you're leaving it in good hands here, and the way this program has grown because of the two of you coming in and playing soccer at Northwest Missouri State, and I think you really have a lot to be proud of here.
Thank you.
Yeah. And, Coach, it's been great talking with you throughout the entire season. And, again, I look forward to a lot of good things coming up with the soccer program.
Thank you very much. We've enjoyed the opportunity to be able to come and share with the community a little bit. And we're excited. I know this is a fun time of year for you. You're transitioning out of the fall sports, and winter sports are coming in, and there's a lot of excitement around everybody. And the cross country, the men are off to nationals, so we want to wish them all the very best in their endeavors and their coming run.
All right. Sounds good. Again, talking soccer with the head coach of the Northwest soccer team, Mark Gordon, along with Tatiana Strotman and also Tegan Blackburn. We'll be back. We got more coming up right after this timeout.
Support for KXEV, KLRNW comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support for KXCV KLRNW comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Millen Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon. Millen Dinsdale is proud to have former Bearcat offensive lineman Tanner Owen on the team as a crop specialist. To contact Tanner, Aaron, or the rest of the crew, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers a variety of tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The Design Center is open Monday through Saturday and is online at eckerdsflooring.com.
Support for KXEV, KLRNW comes from The Palms on Buchanan Street in Maryville. The Palms is open with a menu featuring burgers, sandwiches, and wraps, beer on tap, and a large dining area. The Palms, new ownership, but the same Maryville tradition.
And welcome back to the Palms on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, and joined by running back Jay Harris of the Northwest Missouri State football team. And Jay, you're going to get to be an old hat at this. Had you on our In the Trenches show a couple weeks ago, and now having you back here on our Tuesday show.
Yes, sir. Happy to be back with you.
And another good game for you, as well as the Bearcats on Saturday at that 52-0 win over Northeastern State. One more 100-yard-plus rushing day for you. So far, it's been one of the consistencies for this team, but throughout the season offensively, 10 games and 10 100-yard rushing games for you.
Yes, sir. It's a blessing to have 10 games consecutive. Always praise my O-line. Can't thank those guys enough. Mikey and just the coaches for just believing in me. I'm not done. We got more to work on and a lot to show.
Yeah, I got another game coming up this Saturday with Nebraska Kearney on the schedule for the final game of the year, as well as the final home game of the season. But when you look at the way this team's grown on the offensive side, especially last week against Northeastern State, it seemed like it all came together. You saw a lot of things going on with the passing game and then the running game that you guys have had throughout the entire season, you and Tanky primarily. But it really seems like everything kind of came together last Saturday.
Yes, sir. Our offense is a very balanced offense. When we're all healthy, it's a bad for the defense we're playing. So when we get us all healthy and we all out there working together, it'll be a bad for a lot of defenses.
You know, we were talking before we went on here about the road trip. It's the longest one of the year down to Tahlequah. You guys had a chance to spend a lot of time together, getting some bus time as well, just some hotel time down there. Just what did that mean to you to have that kind of trip where you had a chance to maybe continue to bond with the seniors on this trip?
Yeah, spending a lot of time with the seniors last Saturday was definitely something we all needed. You never know when this game of football will be over, and for those guys, they don't have much time left, so just being young and seeing that, it definitely allows me to see just what this game means so much to those guys, and just spending the last few couple days with them will mean a lot to them. So I'm just going to make the best of it and just do everything I can to just make these last days for them the best.
And you've got Nebraska Kearney coming up on Saturday, as we mentioned. They're a team that traditionally in the past has had very good seasons, but they've struggled just a little bit this year. But what are the things that you've seen now of UNK that right now that you guys want to take advantage of?
Yeah, watch a film. They do got a D-line, big D-line up front. I feel our O-line definitely will get the job done. We just got to play fast, play hard every play. We can't take plays off. It's a good team. They had a couple tough losses this year, but they can be beat, and they will get beat.
All right, so it's good there. And I imagine, too, one thing you'd like to see. I know this is the team goal that's overall the big thing, but still a chance to have one more 100-yard rushing game, sir, and make it a complete season. That would be nice to finish up this year for you.
Yes, sir. That's definitely the goal. Just one more. Just got to go out there, play fast, trust in my guys, and it'll get done.
What are some of the keys you feel? Obviously, the offensive line's been a huge help opening up some holes for you, but what are some of the other attributes that you see that have helped you reach that milestone up to this point this season?
Finishing plays. Those guys up front finish plays, and our receivers are blocking their butts off each play, so having that as a running back definitely is a blessing as well.
All right. Well, Jay, it's been great having you with us here on the show today, and we'll look forward to watching this upcoming Saturday with Nebraska Kearney.
Thank you.
All right, again, that's Jay Harris, running back for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team. We'll be back and have more for you from the Palms right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from SureGrow Plant Food Company in Forest City. Locally owned and operated, SureGrow's provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies since 1951. More information on SureGrow products and services at 660-446-3376. Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specializes in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More information at MaryvilleSmiles.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Kodeman in St. Joseph, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com. Support for KXEV, KRNW comes from The Palms on Buchanan Street in Maryville. The Palms is open with a menu featuring burgers, sandwiches, and wraps, beer on tap, and a large dining area. The Palms, new ownership, but the same Maryville tradition.
And welcome back to the Palms on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. First of probably about 50 interviews throughout the rest of the season with you here, Ben. But it's good to have you with us here on the show.
Absolutely. Can't wait, John. Cannot wait. I know you're excited, especially on game days. It's your favorite interview on the face of the planet. Game day Mac or post-loss Mac.
That is right. That is right. But it's all good. There's not many post-losses, which is the good thing here. Only three last year. And so you've had an unbelievable run of success here at Northwest Missouri State. And is it hard to believe that, what is this, your 15th year now as head coach of the Bearcats?
Yeah, it's a lot of them, John. No, it just seems like yesterday we were just starting and recruiting a whole new class and trying to build something. And obviously, you know, we've built something, and now you just have to make sure that you continue to build on top of what you've already accomplished.
Now, one thing that's going to look a little bit different this year is that you look at the roster and bringing out there with Diego Bernard. He's been a part of the program for a long time and really left his impact on the Bearcat program.
Yeah, you know, the thing that Diego brought is something you just can't teach from an intensity, toughness, competitive standpoint, you know, and you can't really replace it. I think we have to do it as a group, but this group will be different than last year's. And, you know, you just don't know when a group hits their stride. You don't know when they figure out exactly who they're going to be. Sometimes it takes more time than others, and sometimes it happens right away for them. So I'm excited to see where this group goes, and excited for the journey, excited for the challenge, and And we'll see again how it pans out.
It looks like this group has the potential, and with the right mix you're in there, to have a little more length on the floor than you've had in the past.
Yeah, we'll be tall, we'll be long, we'll be big. Hopefully that matters. You know, I think that with that you can punish a few more mismatches. You don't get as cross matched. You know, some of those different things that makes coverages easier, ball screen coverages, but. With Diego being able to guard the ball so well, you know, that's a big thing that we've been really focused on trying to do in practice and you know, trying to make up for that with our size.
Now, you open up with Northern State. It's been kind of a traditional opener here the last few years down in St. Joseph with the Hilliard Classic and a game that 6-1 in the matchups, but they've all been predominantly tough games where it's a nice situation where it's kind of a little bit of a non-conference rivalry with Northern State here.
Yeah, you know, it started quite a while ago. I think it was our 38-0 year. We went into overtime with them, and that was when Coach Stather was the coach there. Two times, but then we played them postseason. So, yeah, we played them quite a bit. They're just really well coached. They've got a lot of skill. They're difficult to prepare for because of their amount of skill that they have, and the actions that they run are pretty fluid. So we'll have our hands full first game.
Yeah, nationally ranked a matchup there. They are coming in ranked, I think, 21st in the poll. And, of course, Northwest Missouri State coming at that number one spot in the poll. Were you a little bit surprised to see Northwest come in at that number one spot?
Not really. I mean, we got a lot back. I think that's just what people do. They just vote whatever. And so it you know, those things, it just shows the respect that they have for our program. I don't think it necessarily indicates where you're going to finish at the end of the year. Hopefully it does. As Tapp used to say, you know, when the rankings would come out, now we know we're going to finish, so we don't really have to play the season. So
there you go.
It's a heck of a deal to be picked there. So let's just do that and we'll call it good.
Yeah, but it's only that easy. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, one other thing before I let you go, Trevor Hudgens, it was announced over the weekend, a special award from Small College Basketball, the Trevor Hudgens Award, and I would imagine that's something that just nice to see Trevor be rewarded such as that.
Yeah, I mean, he deserves it. You know, I think the career that he had, he didn't lose an NCAA tournament game. I won three national championships and probably would have won a fourth if we would have had the actual postseason. He was a great person for the community and obviously academically great, all those different things. And so I think he's the perfect guy to represent what it means to go to a small college basketball place and you know, be a great kid and be there for 4 or 5 years.
Again, we're talking with Ben McCollum, head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team. Ben, we'll talk to you before the game on Friday.
Awesome, John. Thanks a lot.
You bet. That's Ben McCollum. We'll be back, and we'll talk with a member of his team, Mitch Mascari, right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXEV, KRNW comes from The Palms on Buchanan Street in Maryville. The Palms is open with a menu featuring burgers, sandwiches, and wraps, beer on tap, and a large dining area. The Palms, new ownership, but the same Maryville tradition.
And welcome back to The Palms. As we wrap things up, we continue to talk men's basketball as Mitch Mascari joining us from the Northwest men's basketball team, 6'6 junior at Geneva, Illinois. Mitch, it's always good to have you with us on the show and talk to you from time to time throughout the season.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, it doesn't seem like it, but the season's right around the corner coming up on Friday.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's coming up, finally. It's been a long time coming. But
I know. For you guys, it seems like you're always in the gym in some form, whether it's up on the floor or down in the weight room working out and doing all this preseason stuff. So obviously that's needed things you guys do, but how exciting is it just to be able to get out and play some actual games here?
Oh, it's very exciting. You know, that's kind of what you do it all for, you know. All the times we're in the weight room and stuff, it's for these games, so it's exciting.
And what do you see with this team as you guys are trying to form? Every year it's a little bit different, but you got a lot of guys that have been around for quite a while that kind of know the ropes here a little bit. But what are some of the things that really stand out to you with this year's group?
Every team's a little different, you know. Through my 5 years here, I've seen that. Obviously missing DB and Pook this year, it's a big jump, but I say this year we're a very close-knit team. It's just a lot of fun hanging out. Like, there's no outliers or nothing. We just all love hanging out, and we get along really well.
What's been the things you've been working on this offseason?
I've been working on a lot of things. You know, I've got a lot to work on. But really just tightening up the things that I need to tighten up on, defense and all that kind of stuff. Been trying to focus on leadership as well and bringing that competitive aspect that DB had last year.
Yeah, he definitely was a competitor, wasn't he?
Oh, man. No one's going to debate that, that's for sure.
Yeah, and as far as you can look at this year's group, as we've talked a little bit about this with Mac as well, it looks like you have opportunity to maybe have a little more size out there on the floor at one time.
Yeah, definitely. We've got a lot of different lineups that we can run, and I'll let Mac decide who's going to play with each other. That's outside my pay grade, that's for sure. But, yeah, we got a lot of players that, you know, improved and should be good going into the season.
And Northern State, the first opponent. You guys have had a little bit of history with Northern State here the last few years.
Yeah, it feels like we play them, like, every now and then. But, Northern State's a good team. They've always have been. They're well coached, and it's a good first game, good first test, that's for sure.
All right. Well, Mitch, thanks a lot for being with us on the show. And as always, we'll be talking with you throughout the season.
Thank you.
Okay, Mitch Muscari with us here on the KXCV Maryville KRNW Coaches Show. We've got, more coming up this weekend. We'll have basketball on Friday. The Northwest men's basketball team will tip off at 3:15 as they face Northern State. We'll be on there at 2:45 with their pregame. We'll go from there up to Minnesota and Southwest of Minnesota State and the Northwest Missouri State women's team. They tip off at 5:00 as Kenzie Peterman will have the broadcast of that. And then we'll wrap things up on Friday with high school football at Maryville Spoofhounds in district play coming up on Friday. And then on Saturday, a busy day again with men's and women's basketball as well as Bearcat football on Saturday afternoon. So it's all right here on KXCV KRNW. Again, thanks to everyone involved with our broadcast. For Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey, and so long from the Palms.